This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And yes, I'm going to talk about that autism Tylenol press conference today. Going to play a bunch of audio from, well, a long piece of audio from RFK Jr. today. And then we'll discuss the Jimmy Kimmel thing as to the why. Donald Trump getting tired of Pam Bondi. They haven't adjusted their language at all. Emails, so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm about to touch on something that I understand is an insanely sensitive subject for reasons we're about to explain. Autism itself. I'm not an autism expert, period. Well, there are two things at work here. Autism and then medications and vaccines and things like that. I am not an autism expert. I am not a vaccine expert. I'm not a Tylenol expert. I am not deeply knowledgeable about any of those things. I also do know this. I know that people, and maybe you're one of these people, who have been affected by something like autism. Maybe you yourself are autistic. Maybe you have a child who is. Maybe I know that people who are affected by this have deep feelings about it for obvious reasons. Deep feelings about it. And one of those feelings is, because I have friends who are going through this, one of those feelings is there's a guilt factor to it. Is it my fault? Did I do something wrong? Did I give her something? Did I give him something? Is this my fault? What did I do? What's causing it? And is it my fault? And once you get into something this deeply personal, medical stuff is always deeply personal because you're always talking about someone's mom, someone's wife, someone's child, someone's husband. So it's personal. And medical stuff hurts, right? Either you yourself are going through it or someone you love is going through it. So this stuff, the feelings run deep. If I were to get on here and make any kind of declarative statement about vaccines, the email, and not talking about COVID, which wasn't a vaccine at all, but the email inbox would be full of half the people telling me I'm the spawn of Satan and the other half saying it's exactly right. It causes those feelings in people. It does. As it pertains to autism, here's what I know. I know that there is, by appearances, a lot more of it, a lot more of it than there was 20 years ago. Now, I say by appearances because when you ask people that, a lot of people will say it's overdiagnosed. Anytime someone has this or someone has that, they'll declare it as autism. And I don't know. Again, I don't know the answer. I don't know the truth behind that. But here's what else I know, and I've seen this for years and years and years. If somebody comes up with a theory on what causes autism, on what may be causing this in children, that person will be called a quack, a conspiracy nut, and people, for a variety of reasons, will pile on that person and scream from the mountaintops that this person is a kook and should be completely disregarded. It is noticeable. I'm somebody without a dog in this fight. I don't know the solutions. I don't know what's causing. I don't know. But I'm telling you what I just said is noticeable. If anybody, it wouldn't matter what they brought up. If someone came up and said chewing gum causes autism, even if he had data to prove it, or data that at least showed it might, the entire rest of the world, it appears, is going to dogpile that person and just pound them to dust. Conspiracy, the kook, and the... It's noticeable. I don't have these answers. But Trump teased yesterday, during the memorial, but teased yesterday that he was going to have a big announcement today with RFK Jr., RFK Jr. spoke for a while. This is 2 minutes or so of it. I don't know that I'll let the whole thing play, but I might. But here was RFK Jr. from today. This is a few hours ago.
Important findings from our autism work that are vital for parents to know as they make these decisions. First, HHS will act on acetaminophen. The FDA is responding to clinical and laboratory studies that suggest a potential association between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and adverse neurodevelopmental outcomes, including later diagnosis for ADHD and autism. Scientists have proposed biological mechanisms linking prenatal acetaminophen exposure to altered brain development. We have also evaluated the contrary studies that show no association. Today, the FDA will issue a physician's notice about the risk of acetaminophen during pregnancy and begin the process to initiate a safety label change. HHS will launch a nationwide public service campaign to inform families and protect public health. FDA also recognized that acetaminophen is often the only tool for fevers and pain in pregnancy, as other alternatives have well-documented adverse effects. HHS wants, therefore, to encourage clinicians to exercise their best judgment in the use of acetaminophen for fevers and pain in pregnancy by prescribing the lowest effective dose for the shortest necessary duration and only when treatment is required. Furthermore, thanks to also to the politicization of science, the safety of acetaminophen against the risk of neurodevelopmental disorders in young children has never been validated. Prudent medicine, therefore, suggests caution in acetaminophen use by young children, especially since strong evidence also has associated it with liver toxicity. Some studies have also found the use of acetaminophen in children can potentially prolong viral illnesses. FDA will drive new research to safeguard mothers, children, and families. In addition to a possible acetaminophen connection to autism for pregnant women, infants, and toddlers, our research has revealed that folate deficiency in a child's brain can lead to autism.
Okay. There's more to it if you're interested in more detail. I just thought I should play that clip at length. Now, here's what happens. People react one way or the other. Some people who've kind of thought this may be the case will stand up and cheer and say, finally, we have a solution. Some people who have a financial interest, let's say, in it, will step up and say, this guy's a kook. And still others, I'm not really worried about those two entities. Still others, maybe you're a mother right now listening to the sound of my voice. Maybe your child has been diagnosed with autism. And maybe you've been wrestling with some form of guilt over it. Is it my fault? Did I do something? Maybe that's been you. And maybe because of that, maybe this kind of press conference offends you. And I have nothing but sympathy for you at all. Nothing but sympathy. I'm not going to talk down to you at all. But I will say, I'm happy we're looking into it. I'm happy people are asking questions. When people ask medical questions historically that break the orthodoxy, medical questions that break what's always been done. Traditionally, this is not new, this is ancient times. Traditionally, it's always met with venom and anger. This quack, this kook, and hey, I'm not here to say they're not. Maybe RFK and the whole staff, maybe they're all wrong and it's all, I'm not here to say they're not. I'm really genuinely not taking a side. I'm not trying to fence straddle here. I'm not taking a side at all. But I am saying asking important questions is a good thing. And if we are facing an increase in these things, we need to ask why. Is it overdiagnosed? Is it this? Is it that? I don't know. And I won't pretend to know, but we have to ask uncomfortable questions or we never advance in medicine. There was a time on this planet, in fact, in this country, where doctors doctors prescribed heroin. I am not making that up. You can go look it up. Heroin was a prescribed medication by doctors at some point in time in this country that was widely accepted as a treatment for something. I believe it was a cold, as a matter of fact. Oh, have some relief. Yeah, I bet you did feel better. We had to ask hard, uncomfortable questions and do hard, uncomfortable studies in order to get your child off the yayo when they had the sniffles. I get it. It's good that we're asking questions. Now let's talk Jimmy Kimmel in a moment. Before we talk to Jimmy Kimmel, all this stuff, all these questions, this COVID, everything else has, as you've been able to hear on the radio, has really driven me into being hardcore against drugs. I'm not talking about, cocaine, although I'm definitely against that. I'm talking about trying to be as drug-free, prescription drug-free as I possibly can. But then how do you deal with pain? How? You know, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. It's for your pain. The chronic, everyday pain that plagues you now. It didn't used to, did it? What is that thing you used to do that now you don't because it hurts? Give Relief Factor a try. Try it every day for 3 weeks. Do me a favor. Every day. Because it'll build up in your system. That pain that holds you back. What if you could get rid of it permanently without a single drug? Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and you should. Let's do a couple of those here. Dear Jesse, it has become apparent that even President Trump is growing weary of AG Pam Bondi. Yet, by the way, in case you didn't see, he said something over the weekend. I'm not going to go into the long post, but it was definitely a shot at Pam Bondi. I don't think she would be where she is without the leadership and guidance of Ron DeSantis. Since the primaries, he's understood what is at stake, so on and so forth. Okay, well, look, it's time now. It's time. The good news about the Pam Bondi affair, which I've made my thoughts on it very well known by this point in time. I don't think she's near up to the task that is monumental. We have about a week here. Listen to this.
This isn't just about the New York Attorney General. That office is also investigating a statement made to Congress by former FBI Director James Comey back in 2020. And the statute of limitations on that issue elapses in a little over a week. So our sources are telling my colleague Carol Lenig and I that we should look for a potential indictment of the former FBI Director James Comey out of that office in the next week. The stakes are very high here.
Statute of limitations, a little over a week. That means James Comey, the former director of the FBI, who used the FBI like a battle axe to protect Democrats and to attack Republicans, one of the most evil acts ever done by a government official in this country. We have a week or so to charge him, or we cannot charge him. Statute of limitations goes away. We no longer have to wait a year. I told you this as soon as Pam Bondi got in there. Yeah, we have to give her a little time. Indictments aren't overnight things. I know it's a process. You have to work your way through it. But after so much time, we have to start seeing government people indicted, tried, and sent to prison. And that time is here. The time is now. I do not believe she is up to the task. I think she has proved it time and time and time again. Too many screw-ups, too many mistakes from a critically important position where we can't afford screw-ups and mistakes. Mishap after mishap. Now, I know that she's been doing great on Fox News, and I know that her podcast schedule is pretty, pretty busy. She's got every minute of the day full, but Pam Bondi, we can't have her there to self-promote. We can't have her there to do the podcast circuit. She's not even invited on my show. If she asked me to come on, if her people reached out and asked me to come on, I would outright refuse. No, you're not welcome. Go back to the office and start throwing corrupt government officials in prison. And remember, it's not just James Comey and John Brennan. She has to take apart, brick by brick, piece by piece, she has to take apart the communist network in this country. The funders, the terror cells on the ground, the work ahead of her is, oh my goodness, it's so much. Trump was on Fox News talking
about
it.
And we're going to look into Soros because I think it's a RICO case against him and other people. Because this is more than like protest. This is real agitation. This is riots on the street.
Who's going to take that apart? It has to be Pam Bondi. Now, it's going to be people under her most likely. Special counsel stuff. But can you imagine if we're here a year from now without any indictments? They're coming. They're coming soon, any minute now. Could you imagine? And that's a possibility. Time flies. Keep in mind, I know Democrats are very unpopular and we're feeling pretty cocky right now that we're going to kind of control things for a while. But that's how everybody feels when you take power. Oh, it's ours now. Everyone hates them. We'll have it forever. Everybody feels like that every time they take power. Remember James Carville?
Please stop this in the name of a just, merciful God.
I think it was after Obama got elected. In fact, I'm about 99% sure of that, that he would speak loudly that Democrats were going to hold power for 40 years. Yeah, America went and elected Donald Trump right after him. We may not have 8 years. We may only have the 3 years we have left to completely take apart the communist funding network, the terror network, and to throw FBI and CIA guys in prison. And we have to have Pam Bondi doing that. I look, Donald Trump can want it all he wants. It's not his role as president. J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, you, me, your senator, your congressman. You know, we like to, and I do this too, yell at our member of the House of Representatives or our senator. But why don't you throw him in prison? All you do is talk. You're just having hearings. But the truth is, that's the limit of their authority. We have to have a Department of Justice that will prosecute government crimes. It has never existed in my entire life. None under Republicans and none under Democrats. People in government, powerful people in government simply do not go to prison. Unless it's Bob Menendez and you've got gold bars by the crate under your bed. Government people don't go to prison. Certainly not CIA, FBI people. Pam Bondi has to do what no one else has done, and instead she's on Fox News every 5 minutes. Just saying. Yeah, let's do an email. Jesse. You advertised that you wore everyday pants from Cozy Earth. How is that since you're a giant? My husband needs a 36-inch length. Cozy is only 34. Did you wear a 34 length and go walk in floodwaters? I love the show, but I'd really like to buy tall pants. Her name is Diane. I have the 34s. I had the exact same thought. I got the longest one they had, and I thought 34 because I traditionally wear 38s. And I told, when I ordered them, I said, these are going to be too short. She said, well, get them anyway. Some pants run long. Yeah, I wear them fine. And happened again yesterday on my life. Strike me down if I'm lying. On Saturday afternoon, I was wearing my Cozy Earth everyday pants. On Sunday, we get to church. We get out of the car. We're walking in. And Ob looks at me and looks down and she says, Cozy Earth pants again, huh? Same ones you wore yesterday? I said, I only had them on for a couple hours. And I'll tell you something else. I'm wearing them again today. It's day three, baby. They haven't even been washed. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse. Sheets, pants, whatever you want. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, including our rematch of Haiti versus France.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Haiti and France. Brought to you by Trash Can Barbecue. Try our special sauce. Taste the flavor.
All right. I'm not going to spend any time on this at all. Jimmy Kimmel, ABC announced that Jimmy Kimmel's show is going to come back on Tuesday. And everyone's mad. So allow me to explain exactly what happened. There's some of it's fine and some of it's terrible. ABC said it was suspending Jimmy Kimmel. It had big, big, big distributors of ABC say we're not going to air, like Sinclair said, we're not airing Jimmy Kimmel anymore after he lied and said the shooter was a right winger. Donald Trump's White House came out and they said, well, we kind of pressured him to do it. But the truth is, that's not really true. Jimmy Kimmel had no ratings at all, and he knowingly lied. That's an FCC violation. And so they were going to suspend it, and companies like Sinclair said, we're going to air a tribute to Charlie Kirk instead. Because communists are violent and demonic, they immediately launched themselves into a frenzy. We even had an ABC affiliate get shot up by some communist street animal. The backlash was so severe, and the terrorist threats were so bad that Sinclair announced that they were not going to air and did not air the tribute to Charlie Kirk. This is why communists use terrorism. This is why they use violence, because violence oftentimes is effective. If you don't have any morality against it, why wouldn't you use it? That's why communists love it so much. ABC comes out and says, we're bringing him back. Here's what you need to know. Jimmy Kimmel, this is the story behind the story. Jimmy Kimmel, he was told by ABC, you can go back on the air. This is originally. You can go back on the air, but you have to apologize. You have to give a, basically for legal reasons, you have to apologize and own it. He didn't want to do that. In fact, he told them he would not do that, that he was going to double down. Beep, 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 you're suspended. Jimmy Kimmel, I'm sure, has spent the last few days speaking to very high-priced lawyers. I am sure he went back to Disney, who actually owns ABC, and told them, okay, well, we can have a lawsuit, or I finally agree that I will apologize and take it back. Mark my words, on Tuesday, he will apologize and take it back. They're going to allow his show back on the air. But if all that makes you angry, take heart, because his contract's up, I believe, next year. And with ratings like this, he's not going to be renewed. Chris, go ahead and write all that one down. He's going to come back. He's going to apologize. And then next year, they'll announce that they're not renewing his contract. And he's going to go away. And that's how that goes. But I wanted to talk about something else, something we've talked about a lot, because Trump touched on it. The audio is a little rough. He's on a plane, but he's talking about tranny violence. Why is it so often either a tranny or somebody adjacent to that world, definitely involved in that online world? What is it?
Should the FBI be investigating transgender extremism?
You know, we're looking at that, and it seems like, you know, is that just a, what's the reason for it? Yeah, there seems to be something, but we're looking at it very strongly. Something seems to be going on, but you can't make that statement yet.
So here's what we can say. This community has become uniquely violent. It's become uniquely violent because they have walked down a very dark, a very demonic path, and they have destroyed themselves. They have destroyed their minds. Oftentimes, if it's gone on long enough, they've destroyed their bodies. And then you mix in drug use, usually prescription drug use with all kinds of different hormones, SSRIs, things like that. And what you soon have is somebody who hates themselves, hates everything, wants it to end, and wants to take as many innocent people with them as they possibly can. That's why they find the local Christian school and kill kids on the way out the door. Truly, truly demonic. And
This is why communist rhetoric is so dangerous. Because your liberal Aunt Peggy hears lies on the news, and yes, it makes her scream and yell and hate Trump more and grab another box of boxed wine. It makes her obnoxious at Thanksgiving. It makes her unpleasant to be around. But she's actually on the nicer end of that spectrum. On the darker, darker end of that spectrum, you have a 20-year-old tranny who had his penis cut off. He's on SSRIs. He has realized now that he is mutilated beyond belief. He's more miserable than he's ever been. His brain, his conscience, his soul have been completely drugged out and dulled down. So now they're non-existent. And he turns on MSNBC and he hears this.
Because that's what Trump wants. He loves the way Putin can go out and do whatever he wants. And, you know, those are people that they can't walk by open windows if they cross Putin. And that really is what this is about. And I just have to say, you know, this is just another proof that the idea that the Republican Party as it exists today is a conservative party is just a complete fantasy. It's an extremist movement.
Did you hear what he just said about Donald Trump? You know, the Putin references the fact that Putin, his political enemies keep falling out of windows, kills his political opponents. Listen again. This is what they just said after an assassination. This is what they just said about Donald Trump.
Because that's what Trump wants. He loves the way Putin can go out and do whatever he wants. And, you know, those are people that they can't walk by open windows if they cross Putin. And that really is what this is about. And
the drugged out tranny mutant hears that. And he acts. He hears things like this. And they stir him to action.
We're seeing aggressive Gestapo-type tactics in people being approached on the street, in their home, at the clinic, at church, at all kinds of locations. That's why this morning on the House of the Floor, I warned the American people that this is looking like the American Gestapo in the making.
If I used that rhetoric, you know, when I call them communists, for instance, why is it no Jesse Kelly Show listener has ever harmed somebody? Because you know, I don't want you to be violent. And even if I did, you wouldn't be. You're not mentally shattered. Therefore, when I speak the truth about these people, it doesn't prompt you to go grab a gun and start killing them. And I'm glad about that. But you see, just like we just saw with Jimmy Kimmel, communist violence, since they don't have anything against it, is a useful tool in their tool belt. It helps them get what they want. And they have enough mentally ill people in their base, mentally shattered people in their base, that when they use that rhetoric, it prompts people to action. And they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop because, like I said, listen again, they are desperate.
Who leads on the economy? Republicans by 7. Immigration? Republicans by 13. How about crime? A big issue for Donald Trump and the Republicans. Look at that. Lead by 22 points.
Give some context on this. Compare this when Republicans last took the House.
Yeah, let's compare it back to 2022. I think this kind of gives away the game right here. Okay, the GOP is more trusted than the Dems on the economy. It was 12 points in 2022. Slight decline in that lead, but still 7 points. How about immigration? It was...
As their desperation increases, their rhetoric will increase. As their rhetoric increases, the violence will increase. It's the vicious cycle we are in. Prepare. Get some chalk in your body so you're ready to go. You ready to go? You got the energy? Do you have the energy to work out after work? Go to the range on the weekend? Or are you just going to sit around? Chalk will give it to you. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. We can't save America if we can't save our testosterone from extinction. We have lost 50% of our T levels in the last 50 years. It's not just old men, it's young men. Men in their 20s, men in their 30s getting their T levels checked and they're mortified. And then you go down and start jamming needles in your... No. Let a male vitality stack from Chalk handle it naturally. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. get a subscription. You're 3 months away from being a new person, and you will take it the rest of your life. I will. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com/Jesse. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Gavin Newsom, he's such a theater kid. He's such a robot theater kid, and it gives me the snickers to no end. And this is, we talk all the time about how they lie about everything and they create a world of make-believe. It's amazing how common this is in Democrat circles to just not just invent stories, you know, maybe embellish a little here or there. Everybody does that. To just create stories out of nothing that are obviously created out of nothing, but they say them with a straight face.
This is a chill. This is chilling. This is serious. I walked into a restaurant the other day. Entire staff came out. Started hugging me and crying. The hell is that? The United States of America. What he's doing to our diverse communities, what he's doing to the fabric of our society.
That didn't happen. Yeah, none of that happened at all. There's none of that. But the theater kids can't help themselves. The lies build on top of lies, which build on top of lies. So you have to come up with new radical lies over and over and over and over and over. They can't help themselves. And remember also, they use everything. Everything, everything is always viewed through the lens of the revolution. Does it hurt or help the revolution? Or if it hurts the revolution, is there a way I can twist this around to somehow help the revolution? This is Representative Jonathan Jackson trying to take the assassination and instead use it to help the revolution.
At the same time, we also can't just look at ourselves. We also have to help these young white men. Why are they shooting up schools? Why are they becoming assassins? Why are they going into churches? So we got to figure out what's wrong with them.
Yes.
It's not all about us, and that's very generous and kind of them to think about us, but we need to think about them. They got a problem.
Hey, some crazy tranny nutball murdered Charlie Kirk. Looks like it's a good time to start taking guns out of the hands of white men, huh? Huh? Well, that'll help things. Here's a couple stats for you. One terrible, one great. Nearly 25,000 missing illegal immigrant children have been found, according to Tom Holman. I mean, look, I'm glad they've been found, but the Biden administration brought in, it's way more than 300,000. Hundreds of thousands of children into this country on purpose. And do you know where they're finding these children? They're not at daycare. They're not on a playground. They're finding them in forced labor situations. And they're oftentimes finding them in, I don't even want to, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. Yeah, Chris, I'm not even going to say it. A lot of them are found in the most despicable, horrible situations on earth. And Democrats did that on purpose. Don't ever forget, they not only opened up the border, they brought as many in on purpose because what? Everything is looked through what lens? The revolution. Children, lives, none of that. None of that matters at all. Does it help the revolution to import 20 million foreigners? Yes, it does. Import them. But what about don't care? But what about the death? Don't care. But what about the crime? Don't care. What about the kid? Don't care. It's looked at through the lens of the revolution. That's the bad news. The good news is, you know how ICE was calling for, they need 100,000 people? Yeah, they got 150,000 applicants. There is a crop of Americans in this country who are dying to serve in some way, who are dying to fight and take the country back. And we should feel good about that. We should feel very, very good about that. And I have to play it again because it was too powerful. It was too amazing. Erica Kirk at Charlie Kirk's memorial.
On the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That young man, I forgive him. I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love. Love for our enemies and love for those who persecute us.
Now, before I leave you, I want to leave you with this. I want to remind you of this. I played it earlier, and I'm going to play it for you again. We are not like them. We are something different. We are something wonderful. And when we lose a martyr, we don't break, we don't murder. We come together, 100,000 of us, 300,000 of us, 100 million of us. And this is what we do.
So I throw. Praise you again. I know it's not my fault, nothing else.
See you tomorrow. That's all.